So fear or no fear, the next phase of the Affordable Care Act goes into effect tomorrow when, among other things, the insurance marketplaces, formerly exchanges, open, allowing consumers to shop and compare prices for health insurance. We asked you for your questions regarding the changes that will go into effect tomorrow, and here to answer them is Neera Tanden, formerly the Senior Advisor for Health Reform at the Department of Health and Human Services, advising Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and working on President Barack Obama's health reform team in the White House. She is currently the President of the Center for American Progress. Neera, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So I've got about five questions here from listeners, all of them motivated, I think, in part by some of the same sorts of fears that Dante was talking about in our conversation a moment ago. Let me just give you a question right at the top. From St. Cloud, Minnesota, is there an easy way to punch in your info, pick your normal hospital or clinic, and see what is available as far as insurance goes, and for how much in plain English? What do you think?
There is. The place to go is www.healthcare.gov. That's going to provide you a series of options about health insurance. And then when you scale on those health insurance options, kind of read through them, they should provide you what hospital's covered, what clinic is covered, all in relatively easy English. That site is live now. More information will be provided on the site about options tomorrow.
And the fact that she's in or he is in St. Cloud, Minnesota, does that depend on the kinds of answers that that person is going to get back?
Yes, you should be able to put in your information of where you are and get information. Obviously, the exchanges are state-based, so it's going to be different for every state. So it should provide you with information that you about your options where you are.
You're still using the old jargon, exchanges. I thought marketplace is the new word. You got to get with the program here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Having worked on the legislation, I still call them exchanges, but they're the same thing. Marketplaces of insurance options. It's really what we're going to have tomorrow is really the ability of people who previously didn't have insurance to really select the right insurance for them.
All right, here's a question from Ambler, Pennsylvania, and it relates back to what Dante was talking about, that people seem satisfied and comfortable with their going to the emergency room strategy, even though that's exactly what the act is trying to change. Here's a question. If I choose not to accept the insurance and remain uninsured, will things change if I need emergency health services?
People will still be able to go to the emergency rooms even if they don't have health insurance coverage. So nothing changes that way. The emergency rooms aren't going to ban people, et cetera, from coming if they don't have health insurance. So that's an option. But I really urge this listener to think through, to really go to healthcare.gov, I'm sorry, and see what their insurance options are. And you'll be able to see what level of subsidy you get from the federal government. Insurance is coming in much cheaper in these states. It's less than $100 a month for 60% of folks. So it seems to me that this person, instead of thinking about emergency room health coverage, because that is a problem in the United States, we're all paying for people who visit the emergency room without health insurance. Seems like I would urge him or her to actually check out the options.
Although, Neera, there is an incentive built in, and it depends from state to state, that in that emergency room, there may be that kind of information offered, that at the end of that emergency room visit, they may be able to be signed up.
Absolutely.
Right, in fact, that facility.
And hospitals and doctors have been really great partners with the Affordable Care Act, and will many hospitals will provide information to folks, doctors, nurses will provide information to folks about what the Affordable Care Act provides them, what levels of...
Right. A lot of people mobilized here. Let me give you two other questions here.
Sure.
Will naturopathic care be covered, acupuncture, alternative therapies, and from Dallas, Texas, children's vaccines, will they be mandatory? I have strong concerns about the safety of them, and I do not want to be told that I have no choice. What about naturopathic and children's vaccines?
So on the issue of naturopathic, that will be determined state by state. So I don't actually know if every state will offer that. That's something the states are really going to determine the level of benefits that are considered essential benefits. So I don't know if that will be covered. That's an issue at the state level. On the issue of vaccines, just a reminder, that this is an insurance option for people who are uninsured. So people who today have insurance coverage will not have requirements or mandatory vaccines from the federal government. I myself urge people to vaccinate. I do think that's an important thing to do from a public health perspective. But the issue, there will not be mandatory vaccination through the Affordable Care Act. Vaccines would probably be covered. So if you get vaccinated, they will probably be covered through the Affordable Care Act. But it's the law itself is not going to mandate vaccines.
And you already dealt with our last question, that is that people who are already insured can expect minimal changes as a result of the law. But again, lots of places to get your questions answered. Neera Tanden, answering your questions about the Affordable Care Act, former senior advisor for health reform at the Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And all of you out there at thetakeaway.org, you'll find Obamacare 101, an easy click-through guide to help you with your first steps. It's a great guide. You can find it at thetakeaway.org, and it'll send you everywhere else you might need to go.